Our gospel reading today comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 16, starting at the 16th verse. A little while, and you will no longer see me, and again a little while, and you will see me. Then some of his disciples said to one another, "What does he mean by saying to us, 'A little while, and you will no longer see me, and again a little while, and you will see me, and because I am going to the Father'?" They said, "What does he mean by this, 'a little while'? We do not know what he's talking about." Jesus knew what they wanted to ask him, so he said to them, "Are you discussing among yourselves what I meant when I said, 'A little while and you will no longer see me, and again, a little while and you will see me'? Very truly I tell you, you will weep and mourn, but the world will rejoice. You will have pain, but your pain will turn into joy. When a woman is in labor, she has pain, because her hour has come. But when her child is born, she no longer remembers the anguish, because of the joy of having brought a human being into the world. So you have pain now, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you." Here is Ian Jennings, our associate minister.
In our Bible reading this morning, in the Gospel of John, chapter 16, we see how confused the disciples are by what Jesus has said to them. "In a little while, you will see me no more. And then, after a little while, you will see me." And they were utterly confused. It wasn't for the first time. They had frequently been confused by the things that Jesus said to them. But now they were saying to one another, "What does he mean? What does he mean by saying, 'In a little while, you will see me no more. Then after a little while, you will see me'?" And he goes on to talk about their joy being complete. The present place, the present interval, is a difficult time. It's a time when you will know grief and struggle. But let hope rise in your heart, because this is just an interval. And the day is coming when your joy will overflow, your joy will be complete. An interval. Well, that's what we're in at the moment. Isn't it? We're in a difficult interval. And Jesus goes on to say, in talking about the joy that you will have when this interval is over for the disciples, he refers to it like a mother giving birth. And the joy that comes with that baby supersedes the pain that she's experienced in labor. I was born in the northeast of England. I once heard Harold Wilson say that he was born in Huddersfield in Yorkshire because he wanted to be close to his mother at the time. That was really his way of saying he had no choice about being a Yorkshireman, but he was very proud to be so. Well, I was born in the northeast of England, and the day that I was born, there was snow on the ground 3 feet deep. It was in the winter of 1947, in the month of February. And my mother, she told me afterwards, a long time afterwards, that she was in labour for 3 days, and it was difficult. Birth at home, but it was difficult. And the snow on the ground meant the midwife couldn't get there, and the neighbour came in to help. She wore a white coat, so she looked quite official. I'm not sure she knew what she was doing, but I arrived eventually, and I was 9 pounds, 7 ounces. And that my mum was just a thin, slim young woman at the time, and she looked as if a breath of wind would have blown her over. And so giving birth to this bulky boy couldn't have been an easy matter. But once I arrived, she was filled with joy, so she told me. And I knew that to be the case because I knew how much I was loved, and I knew how much I loved her in return. The coming of the child brings joy. The pain is not what is the main focus any longer. The main focus that eclipses everything is the incredible joy that comes with the birth of a child, a new life coming into the world. So we're living in a time in between, interval. In a little while, you will not see me, said Jesus. You'll have a time of grief, you'll have a time of struggle, but then in a little while, you will see me, and the gloom will lift, and the joy will fill your heart, and your joy will be full. Intervals are interesting, aren't they? I like the term liminal time. It really refers to time in between, time on either side of a boundary. It's a place for waiting, but it's also, it can be something very positive. This occupying position on both sides of a boundary, waiting time between one point in space and time and another point in space and time. And I feel that's where we are at the moment. And it can be liminal time, time for learning and reflecting and growing and never losing hope. Hope is the primary thing. Loss of hope means the ultimate agony in our sorrowing. And people can survive almost anything so long as they continue to have hope. And the writer of the proverb says, hope deferred makes the heart sick. But for us this morning, there is hope that is radiant. There's hope that lifts our spirits in this liminal time. There was an occasion when I was moving from St. Cuthbert's Church, where I'd been vicar, to All Saints Aston, where I was becoming the rector. And the day that we moved, we'd already had our belongings packed up onto the removal van. Then the van didn't arrive at our new home until the following day. So that night we stayed in a hotel, and it was a most amazing time because there we were without a home, strangely. Our possessions were all in a van, and it felt like a really reflective and significant time. And my wife and I spent the evening talking and reflecting over our evening meal, talking about our children, how we loved them, what aspirations they had for themselves, and we shared with them. We talked about the future, anticipating the joyous time that we were going to have as rector of Aston and sharing in that ministry, and Barbara in her life in the school. And I can always remember that evening as being rather special, atmospheric. It was a moment of waiting, of liminal time, the space in between. And here we are, and it's not an easy time. It's a time where grief is sharper and the struggle is stronger, but it also can be a time of renewal, a time of refreshing, a time of learning, a time of waiting in God's presence and hearing God's voice with this deep reality that fills our hearts, that is a hope in God that will take us through to a place of increasing joy when we relate to him, when he reveals himself to us, and when we ultimately, of course, come to the point where we see him face to face and we awake in his likeness. But as for now, in this interval, let us learn to live in God's will and presence. Let our hearts be open to him, and may our hearts be filled with hope. Hope in God that will take us through to a place of safety and love and life, vitality and vision. And so may God bless you today as we maintain the strength of our hope and we focus our hearts and minds upon the God who is the God of hope. Amen.